Hello, is this Mr. Henderson? There was no real reason for me to pick up the phone. The spam app on my cell called out the mystery number right away, but hell, I thought, fuck it. There was no one else left in life for me to talk to. Even a debt collector sounded good at the moment. My wife was murdered in 2015. There really isn't an easy way to say that other than getting it out of the way early. Not much to it, just another random robbery gone wrong. One dark night in October, some sick, tweaking fuck snuck into our house and shot her to death. The suspect was caught 2 days later. He was sentenced to life in prison. He still sits there today. I have worked in web development ever since. The job is remote, and the field caters to my hermit-like behavior out here in the woods of northern New Jersey. The lack of drug testing is really just an added benefit, which leaves me perfectly free to fuck up the remainder of my own life on my own terms. I don't have friends anymore, not really. Sometimes, I don't know. I guess it's just easy to look for companionship in all the wrong places. Senior or junior? I replied with a gentle sigh before settling into the armchair in my office with a bottle of wine. A storm blanketed the valley that evening. Rain hummed rhythmically against the roof. Wind whipped the old pine tree in our backyard to the point of collapse. Senior, whispered the calm, pretty voice on the other line. Something about her accent seemed familiar, but at the time, I mostly attributed that notion to the half-empty bottle of wine. Apologies, ma'am, but Senior died 6 years ago, I answered, a little annoyed at the apparent lack of record-keeping at this place. She paused. Oh, gosh, that is not what we have here. I am so sorry, sir. We were not aware of the change in circumstance. Please forgive the intrusion. Would you mind pausing while I check the records? A filing cabinet clicked steadily in the background as static crinkled. I assumed she held the receiver to her shoulder. I couldn't help but notice the awful audio quality. No, that's okay. No problem at all. No worries. Why don't you start by telling me your name? I asked, cursing myself for the hint of shameless flirting at the end. She giggled, and my heart pounded. I couldn't help it. The reaction was instinctual. Something about that laugh was just so recognizable. I couldn't get it out of my head, like a familiar fragrance that you just can't quite place. My name is Emily, and I work with Mr. Henderson's credit card provider, she offered in a rehearsed tone. Unfortunately, we cannot provide any more details over the phone if you are not the account holder, which, you just admitted yourself, of course. Okay. I am hoping that you are Mr. Henderson's son, she hummed while thumbing through papers, which means you could be listed as a beneficiary. Yes, ma'am, that's right, but it's been years since he passed. I can't possibly be stuck with the old man's debt, right? I asked. Well, let's check, shall we? A panic shuffling ensued in the background. I am so very sorry, sir, she continued. The rules are kept in one of these three-ring binders, and they are very difficult to find if we don't have the exact reference number. That's okay. Didn't know anybody still kept their records that way. No worries. Do I get an email confirmation of this charge as well? Excuse me? Email, like electronic mail? A confirmation of the charge? She hesitated again. I waited in silence. What was this lady's problem? We don't do that here. Still a few years away from all those fancy features, she continued. But, as you know, late payments are a pretty serious issue, and they can even affect your credit score. Okay, of course. I was actually starting to worry. What can we do?
Is there a Mrs. Henderson in the household? She asked quietly.
Mrs. Henderson died in 06.
What year did you say? Oh, my gosh, that is so horrible.